Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Hurton phone conference line.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Is this Monty?
Oh, this is Steve. How are you doing,
Karen? Steve. I never can keep you two straight. Oh, dear.
We're both rebels, you know. Good morning.
Good morning, Monty. How are you doing?
I'm well and honored. Morning, Monty. We were both rebels, you know. You say you're honoring, and I used to say that.
Okay.
But now I'm saying fantastic.
Eight.
My total goal was to be have the title that Ray Schwab has. Nicest guy in this game.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Karen. What does Steve want to have like Ray Schwab?
I don't know. I couldn't understand.
Mute on.
Well, I can't tell what you said.
What? Are you talking to me?
To Steve. Steve is saying he wants to have something like Ray Schwab, but I can't tell what he said again.
Okay, sorry about that. I want the title of the nicest guy in Nikken.
Well, you should have it. We'll have to think up a title just about almost like that because you do so much for everybody.
Everybody does so much for me, so you got to pay back somehow.
Steve, the power invested in me, I present you with that award and that title.
I love it. Oh.
You know, maybe we could tell him he's the helpingest guy. We'll have to think about that.
Oh.
So after seven, Karen, let's go ahead and get started.
Hey, way to go. We don't have very many people on this call.
Well, we have more on the phone.
Good. But they're not reporting in their points, are they? Anyway, I just want to welcome everyone on to terrific Transparent Tuesday. And, you know, after a week ago when Mary Lou brought up that how we needed to get back to the basics, and she reminded us about our chart, you know, I can't thank Mary Lou enough because of how that changed what I was doing. And like I've said many, many times, I do not like to journal. Have any of you heard that, Dr. Seuss? I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam, I am. Well, I do not like to journal. And but this chart has really changed my routine and my, yeah, thank you, Ruth. This is the thing that I think really can keep each one of us focused each day. Now, these calls start us out right in the mornings, but this chart is what will keep you focused all day long. And so, with this chart in hand, we can all give a progress report a lot easier than if we haven't been utilizing this chart. And I'm looking at mine right now. And I've got to tell you, see, I put X's where I did something, and I put a zero when I didn't do something. And for this past week, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 zeros on my chart. But what, and you know, you may say, well, that's not very good. But for me, it's excellent because I can look back and see, what did I mess up on, and what day did I mess up? And I have a pretty good routine. I do fantastic Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday starts getting kind of shaky. Saturdays, not so good, and Sundays out the window. I don't do my exercise. I do keep my water going. I've got to tell you that. I don't let that get shaky. But my my exercising and being very punctual with the things I should be doing with my snacks and all, I'm not all that good. But do you know what? Even with all of that, I ended up this, which is, I think, maybe not a first, but right close to it, first I can remember. I actually lost a little bit of weight over the weekend, which, for me, that's a big, big thing. Because usually that's when I blow it big time. And I was very pleased. And I feel like this chart is the thing that has really helped me. So what I do on Tuesdays after we have this call, I go and print up this chart and have a brand new fresh one to work on for the week. And, you know, I don't know if you're like me and you don't like green eggs and ham. Well, that's fine, but find some other way to accomplish what will really help you to stay on target with your goal of being healthy. So, with that, I would like to hear some progress report from some of you others and see how are you being able to measure your success, and is there any tidbit or help or hint that will help the rest of us to understand how to be able to stay on target? So now I leave it open to all of you.
Hey, Lou, I have something when you're inspiring me here.
I'm not married.
Even, I mean, Karen, I'm sorry. Karen, you're very much inspiring me. Mary Lou inspired you. And your green eggs and ham made me think that I really need to get much better at journaling as well. And so I'm just getting started writing this out. But I like to be healthy. I like it now. I like it tomorrow. I like to be healthy. and Sam, I am. Anyway, I'm going to finish up that. And so instead of saying I don't like, I'm the same way. Instead of saying I don't like it, it's not that I don't like the journal. I would like to. It's just I just haven't developed the habit. And if I want to really be as healthy as I want to be, I need to get with it, because I know that there are some things that I'm not doing very well. And maybe if I do them better, I would be healthy. And I like to be healthy. I like it yesterday. I like it today. I like it tomorrow.
Exactly.
And,
Here's one of the things that I think is brilliant about this chart is I can look at it, and at the top is your Primag water, and we discussed last week how extremely important water is for you to stay healthy. And here I have all these little slashes in those boxes, and do you know that I have actually increased where before using this chart, I was pushing myself to get 10 glasses of water in a day. Sometimes I only got 8. But now I want you to know that I am doing a minimum of 3 quarts of water, which is 12 glasses. I thought that would have been unheard of before I kept track of myself. But now, and there was one day this week where I actually got 16 glasses in, and I'm convinced if I keep doing this that it will help to flush my body out and get me to where I want to be. So you guys, you've got to really think about the effort that Ruth put in creating this chart and putting Primag water at the very top. I don't know, Ruth, if that was knowledge or just pure inspiration that you put that water at the very top. That is the most critical thing we can do for our body, is to drink the water, the Primag water. Anyway, who else would like to report?
Well, I can just kind of report this morning for me, and that is the simple fact that I, you know, and I say this every Tuesday, that I feel like I'm headed in the right direction. The journaling definitely helps. It just reminds me. One of the things that I like to do, particularly now with exercise and my meals, is I try to get my 3 meals a day basically the same time every day. So I utilize my alarm on my cell phone, basically, to where I try to exercise before every meal. So what I do is I set my alarm 15 minutes prior to when I'd like to eat, and my alarm goes off, and I know that I got to get on my rebounder. And when I do that, that's really helped me in regards to exercise. As far as the meals and things like that, I feel I'm doing really good on that. I know I'm losing weight, basically because of my clothes and everything else is starting to hang again. And so that, you know, I know I'm decreasing in size. So, and that makes me feel good mentally, which I feel has an awful lot to do with health. And anytime you're doing something that you know you're getting results from, it's, you know, you feel good about it, no matter what it is in your life. So I just feel that everything's headed in the right direction. I love it. And could I be better on some things? I believe I could be, but in most cases, I'm sticking pretty much to my program and what I feel is best for me, and it's working.
Oh, Monty, that was a great tidbit. You know what? I'm going to do just what you said about setting your timer or your alarm on, so that you know that 15 minutes before a meal, you start your exercising. That's wonderful. Thank you. That is a good idea. Anybody else would like to report on their progress? I guess that we really don't have a lot of people on today, at least not signed in to the computer. If you're listening just on the phone, we would love to have you give us your wisdom, your understanding, whatever that comes in from others really enhances and helps all of us. So feel free to speak up.
Well, Karen, I'd like to say congratulations on your water, only because of the simple fact, you know, and I didn't realize it, but, you know, when I finally realized that how much water my body loses on a daily basis, just normally, let's say in a sedentary type situation of almost a little over 2 quarts, is that if I, you know, and now that you're drinking almost 3 quarts, basically what you're doing is you're hydrating yourself. And in most cases, I found after I read that in that book, was a simple fact is that even though I was drinking, I was pretty well much in some days basically headed for dehydration. And
yeah.
I think you need to be congratulated on drinking those 3 quarts a day. And if that makes you feel good, and that's fine. I've heard a lot of people say, well, you don't really need a lot of water, and you drink too much water and you're going to die. Well, that can be true, and that has happened to people. But it's when they indulge all at one time X amount of water, that's when you can have difficulty and basically drown from drinking water. But, you know, that has nothing to do with the way that we consume water. And the more you consume water on a daily basis, the way that we're doing it, I think, is beneficial. The other thing I read, too, is that our body from the hours of about 2 hours from the time that we lay down and go to sleep, that our body basically needs water. So one of the things that I've been doing with water is I've been drinking about a glass or a glass and a half just before I go to bed at night, and had something to do with metabolism or something like that, but I'll try to catch up on that also.
Well, you know, I also read and heard that anybody who drinks water in the evening just before you go to bed, you are far less likely to have a heart attack or a stroke. And the reason for that is that when you drink the water, that will thin your blood down. Now, because I have a pacemaker, I just went to a new heart doctor not too long ago, and his question to me is, are you taking a blood thinner? And I said, no. Well, I also have had atrial fibrillation, which I've been diagnosed with it, but I've never had it since I started taking the osteodense. I've never had atrial fibrillation again. But because you do, because I do have that, they want you on a blood thinner. Well, I won't take the blood thinner, and in fact, I quit taking the medication that they had me on for atrial fibrillation. that I, when he said, "What are you doing as a blood thinner?" I said, "I drink lots of water." And he never said another word to me. So, anyway.
Yeah, Karen, when you, this is Joan, when you were talking about the water and how, and your success, I remember your not being able to drink water. And I just could hear your kidneys singing, hallelujah, hallelujah, because of what you're doing, you know, of what you're giving them what they desperately need. And you're continuing. It's the continuing to give them. You know, they're, you know, it's not like you're in, your kidneys are living in Africa where it rains for 1 month out of the year. You know, oh my gosh, I get rain every day. I can count on this. Can I count on this? I mean, your cells are talking to one another. You know, we need a cartoon. You know, you should make us a cartoon, Ruth. But at any rate, yeah, I'm encouraged. And again, the routine that, the routine that Monty is talking about, your body can count on calories 3 times a day, what it needs, okay, 3 times a day, it can count on it, you know, so it doesn't hold back because, you know, it knows it's going into a fasting season or something like that. It can go ahead and do its work. The body really does anticipate what you're doing. You know, whatever. Anyway,
you guys, all a tip on what has gotten me going on drinking more water is that I've had this big, ugly-looking plastic mug, and it looks like the mugs that you would get from the hospital. You know how they always give you those great big person things? Well, it holds 32 ounces, and mine is not from a hospital. I don't know why. In fact, on it, it says water is essential for good health and long life. Well, guess what? I want good health and long life. Well, anyway, see, I just know that I will have half of that gone before this call is over with. First thing in the morning, I start in on it. And I then, when the call is over, I have my breakfast, and then I take the rest of that so that with my nutrition. And then I know that before noontime, I'm going to be starting in on my second one. And by evening time, I'm already working, or, you know, late afternoon, I'm working on my third one. If I can get 2 more glasses in, I'm happy. But you guys, it is an incredible thing to be doing for your body. Thank you. That was Joan, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
Oh, thank you. Very.
Yes, yes. I'm holding my own. I don't have any great successes, to report. I am in the middle of a coconut oil experiment on skin, in which I am putting it on one arm and not on the other arm. And
you are a scientist with double blind studies, huh?
Yeah, right.
I love it.
Anyway, my garden is just going full bore, and I'm not even going to the grocery store. It's just glorious. But I am behind on things, and in fact, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do, guys. I don't know that I can be on the call every day, and I think I've decided I will do everything I can to be on it every Friday, because at least I get a summary. And I hope you don't, you know, don't cut me out of your emails, you know, circles or whatever, because I do eventually get to it, but I am so swamped, and starting in September, lots of things happen, and they happen in the morning, and, you know, I have to make decisions about stuff, so. But Friday morning.
You
mornings,
know what? Life moves on, and you do what you can.
Well, you know, I hate to miss the information and the fellowship and the, you know, whatever. You know, I mean, I hate to, and the encouragement, you know, because I know I can talk out loud. I can say anything about the reality of nutrition in our world and our government and whatever, and, you know, and what we really need, and people aren't, you know, scratching their heads. I mean, where else can you talk about, you know, making sure you get your water and have an, you know, an audience that doesn't think you're nuts, you know.
Well, anyway, thank you, and we're glad you're on, and we love the input that you give to us. So we'll miss that. We'll only hear you on Fridays.
Well, maybe every once in a while, you know. Like this morning, I got a chance. I'm walking around swishing this coconut oil. I'm thinking, oh, that guy's such a nut. You know, 20 minutes is ridiculous. You know, you know, and I thought, oh my gosh. And when I finished, it was 7 o'clock. So I thought, oh, well, I really do have a second. I do have time. I could call this morning. I do.
Okay. Well, we would like to move on. And is there anyone else that would like to report? Okay.
Karen?
Yes.
This is Ruth.
Uh-huh.
I would like to, as long as Joan is doing her experiment, I'll tell you, yesterday I decided also to experiment. I'm not that much of a scientist. Don't want to have one arm all wrinkly and one arm. And so I can't seem to be able to do that. But I use the coconut oil. My face, it seemed like it was looking a little dry, and so I put it all over my face and my neck. My arms, my legs, I thought sort of dry, and my skin would just look great. I mean, it looked like I on my face after a little while, and then oil and all soaked in. It looked like I lost about 10 years at least. So
wow.
I highly recommend this, the coconut oil, and my arms looked really nice. They look so happy.
Yep.
Oh, that's neat.
I am putting it on my face, and I noticed that, what you just said, you know, but, you know, so I didn't put it on half my face. That would be the severe test. but yes, I did notice that on my face.
Does come through, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Hey, well, listen, you guys, there's one other thing that I would like to bring up to all of you, and I guess the reason why this caught my eye is because about 6 years ago, I was diagnosed as having the beginnings of macular degeneration. And that really shocked me. And what was very interesting was that the eye doctor said to me at that time, he said, the one way to slow that down is a good multiple vitamin. Now, isn't that interesting? And so I became very, very diligent about taking the women's vitamin. And since then, I've gone back and had other exams, and they have not seen any progress whatsoever. But you know what really surprised me is that I was reading this article, and it says that as an average population begins to age, the baby boomers are really bringing attention to the macular degeneration, and that they are having more problems with that. And the whole secret to that is not wait until you're 65 or whatever to begin to notice or have somebody tell you you have it. The thing to do is to learn how to prevent it. And I don't know if any of you know what the symptoms are of macular degeneration, but it will be where you're having a gradual loss of the ability to see objects clearly. And you'll have distorted vision, you'll have a gradual loss of color vision, and a dark area around the center of your vision. So it's really important that you pay attention to any of these little things that pop up and cause you to realize that you might be getting MD. And of course, there's two categories for this. One is dry and one is wet. And dry will develop very slowly, and wet, which occurs quickly, may lead to a loss of central vision in both eyes. So you can become blind with it. Anyway, it says that if you lose your central vision, that may not be corrected. But the whole concept is that we need to learn how to prevent it. Some of you may not have any problem with macular degeneration, But you need to understand that if you will prevent macular degeneration, the things that they require here for you to prevent it are things that are going to help you to slow down or stop the aging. Well, I don't know about stopping, but, you know, it'll slow down that aging process. And one of the things they said that you should do is have consistent eye exams, which, you know, if you're wearing glasses like I do, that's just going to be a natural because you're going to be ending up, you know, having your eyes checked for how your glasses are doing. That was the number one thing they suggested. But number two was quit smoking. Now, I have never smoked. I don't know if any of you out there are smoking, but if you are, quit it. Because it doesn't only affect your eyes, it affects so many things in your body as far as being able to have good health. But this is what shocked me. Did you know that smoking reduces the blood circulation in your eyes? Now, I thought that was pretty shocking. And you will be, if you smoke, you're going to be twice as likely to develop macular degeneration. And then the next thing it suggested was having nutritional changes. And that's what I thought this eye doctor, I was so blessed to have one who understood that he needed to educate his patients. And they say you need to consume a diet that is high in beta carotene. By the way, where do you find beta carotene? Do any of you know?
Carrots.
And it's carrots alone?
Well, it's just so high. Carrot juice is, you know, you should juice. Carrot juice.
Yeah. Well, okay, so it says beta carotene, lutein. What's lutein?
That's in the tomatoes.
Oh, okay. And I don't even know how to say this next one. It's Zeaxanthin. I get the thin part at the end, but the rest of it, I don't know what that is. Anybody know?
Spell that again, Z-E-A.
Zeaxanthin. A-N-T-H-I-N. Anyway, whatever it is, you're supposed to have a lot of that. And now this is the fourth one. Omega-3 fatty acids. Now, haven't we been told over and over again how valuable that is for the body? Now, let me ask, does anybody know, does coconut oil fall into the omega-3?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. I've been throwing in a tablespoon of coconut oil in my smoothie every morning. And then the next thing was zinc. And, Ruth, you told me something this past week that I needed to use zinc for, and I can't remember what. But anyway, zinc is important, and then vitamin D. So it's beta-carotene, lutein, this funny Z thing, omega-3, zinc, and vitamin D. And so those are the things that you need to do to be able to avoid having macular degeneration.
Yeah, and Karen, you know, I would say that it's not that that you can, in fact, stop what is called the aging process with this macular degeneration. Because what we call an aging process is the results of observations of doctors and scientists on people that are eating wrong. Okay, it is not a natural, that you can stop that. You can stop it in its tracks. You can stop it. I mean, you know, it's like when they say, oh, well, that's just age, you know, you've got creaky joints and whatever. Well, no, it's not just, I mean, it's age given what you're doing. Yes, the body does age, but our understanding of what a natural death is, a natural aging, cancer is not a natural death.
Oh.
You know?
But now, let me go on and tell you some of the other nutritional changes. I just now brought out the technical names for these things. But this is what I thought. I thought, my goodness, I'm reading or I'm going over something that we've been taught over and over and over on this call. Number one, eat a diet that is full of dark, leafy green vegetables. And it says spinach is really a good one.
Yep.
And then number two, add nuts as well as plenty of fruits to your diet. Studies show that these things will slow down the progression of MD. Now, I know that mine has been slowed down because the doctors don't find any progression of it. And then number three is it says consume fish. Now, that's your omega-3. And then it says try to limit harmful fats in your diet, especially saturated fats. Now, I've got to tell you guys something that I find absolutely incredible. All of you know that my husband has been going through a problem with his gallbladder, and it was very, very severe. They tried to take it out, couldn't because it was so sick, and they put a tube in. He had a tube in him for 10 weeks. But even with the tube in, he would have severe pain. And so this friend of ours, Kathleen Anderson, I was telling her how he was having a lot of pain. She says, well, what did he eat last night? And I told her what it was, and I didn't think it was a bad thing. It was clam chowder. And she says, oh, Karen, that's full of fat. And I said, oh, it isn't either. Well, I went and looked on the can. It was 9 grams of fat.
Gosh.
And do you know that Clyde and I, well, I have never eaten a lot of the bad fat. I just naturally stayed away from it. But Clyde began to eliminate bad fat. Well, at first he eliminated all fat because his gallbladder was in no condition to handle anything that had fat, even when it was good fat. But he eliminated all this fat, and do you know what happened to him? My husband, whom from the day we were married, has always had a very poor sleep pattern through the night. And when we got to Neekin products, that helped to improve. But as the years gone on, his pattern went back to being awful. If he got one or two good hours of sleep at night, you know, that was great. Well, now that he's been off of fat, the bad fat, this man is getting a quality anywhere from 5 to 7 hours of sleep every night. Every night.
Mm.
And I said to him, I said, Clyde, because he's been marveling at the change of his sleep pattern. And I said, honey, the only thing you've done different is eliminate fat. Well, you know what happened? Shame on Karen, but Sunday for dinner, Sunday dinner that all our family and friends gather for, I made a fondue, a cheese fondue. And do you know what happened to Clyde Sunday night? He didn't sleep. Now, you don't think there is a correlation between fat and how it can impact your health, for Clyde, it's like an instant impact. But I'm telling you that you need to eliminate all of the bad fats.
And Karen, researcher. You're going to be a researcher, Karen. You just gave us research, okay?
Well, I tell you, on this
You even
one,
gave us hours, you know, from 2 hours to 6 to 8 hours or whatever. Oh, you're just great. And you even did you reversed it, okay, where you gave the subjects. After you had great improvement, then you stopped the treatment, and sure enough, they went into the toilet. You're a researcher.
Wasn't I a wise researcher?
Yes, yes.
No, I wasn't. I should have told him, don't eat any of that.
Now, they're ethics.
Because, you know, for me now, I had a little of it Sunday, but, you know, for me, I'll take, you know, what I did was I took French bread and chopped it into squares, and they were dipping the French bread into the fondue. And I had about 3 cubes, and that, for me, that was the end of it. But you know what? For a bunch more, that wasn't that they kept going until everything was gone. So I have learned in a very negative way that I, as a mother and a grandmother, I have got to take seriously not producing food that is in the high fat content.
Yeah. Just think of yourself as not poisoning those that you love.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that's being very rough with yourself, but, you know.
Well, but nonetheless, that is, you know, it's just like arsenic. You can give people a little bit of arsenic, you know, just a little at a time and point. Well, anyway, these are anti-aging tips that I've just given you, and they will help to bring about a life that is full of health, and that you will have a disease protection for your eyes and for the whole rest of your body. So don't take your eyesight for granted, because you need to be proactive. You need to do things that are preventative. And if you are already doing these preventative things, I feel, especially Karen Eastwood, there is a great need for me to educate my family. Now, do they always listen? No. But at least they're not going to be able to come back to me later on and say, why didn't you tell me these things when you knew and understood them? I am now telling people about the effects of water on the body, and you can bet that I'll be now touting the effects of fat on the body. So these are really important factors if you really want to be able to achieve your quest. Anyway, that's my message for the day.
Karen?
Yes?
I'd like to say something about macular degeneration. We cannot cover macular degeneration without talking about the magnets on the eyes, because we have had people actually reverse macular degeneration by putting a magnetic mask or minis on their eyes.
Maybe that's the reason why I didn't progress.
It has had miraculous results. I'll tell a really, really quick little story about this lady that when the first one we heard about was when we first started in NECAN, and there was a lady and she had arthritis in her knees, so she got two minis to put on her knees, two or four, I don't know. And so she had a mini on each side of her knees. Well, her knees got better, so then when she was unable to see, to hardly even walk, or definitely couldn't read, because she had macular degeneration. And so she put those minis on her eyes while she was sleeping, and put a little piece of tape in between, and then laid them on there, and it doesn't have to stay on there all night, but just for a while. And so then one day she went. She was able to walk. She could walk out to the mail. Out to the mailbox. This lady lives in Oregon, and got her newspaper. Brought it in. Sat down. Starts reading the newspaper. And in comes her son. Gets up and comes in, and there he sees his mother sitting there reading the newspaper. And he says, "What do you think you're doing?" This is how they said it. It's so funny. "What do you think you're doing?" And she said, "Reading the newspaper. What does it look like?" He said, "You know you can't read the newspaper." And she says, "I'm doing it, ain't I?"
Oh, that's priceless. Oh.
And so we have shared that with so many, and so then when my eyesight was getting the way that our eyesight does as we get older, and I started wearing glasses to read and to start reading the hymn book and singing at church and stuff, and so it must have been a long time ago, 10 years or more ago, I started putting those little minis on my eyes. And my eyes got better and better, and I use my glasses now to look at the computer. But that's all. I have no need at church with a hymn book. And I don't know if that's macular degeneration, but one thing you mentioned it during that is just the circulation to our eyes.
Yes.
So if we're going to have really healthy eyes, we've got to keep good circulation. So you got to get one of those new things when it comes out this month.
I am so glad you brought that out, and we're all looking forward to that sleep mask. Do you know, over and over, I want you people that are all listening, that I marvel at what NECAN has done for all of us. It is an incredible blessing. Well, I will tell you, some of you may know my story, but Ruth Williams called me when I was back east helping a daughter who was having a baby, and you know, when she told me about all of this, I was not interested because I found out it was network marketing. But, you know, I had an experience with the product, and I am so grateful to my Father in Heaven that he put somebody in my path that opened up my thinking about that there were other ways to take care of your body other than just eating and sleeping. And so, well, you know, in our normal eating and sleeping. And when I was introduced to the magnets and what it could do for my body, that's when it totally turned me around. And for me, it wasn't that it was network marketing. For me, it was, this is a wonderful way to help others. And I could tell you some of the most phenomenal stories. I watched a woman walk after she had not walked for 3 years. And I watched a young man who had been in a coma for a year. I didn't watch him. I became acquainted with him after he was introduced to magnets and how it absolutely changed his life, and his parents were able to get their son back. It's unthinkable that we would not go out and educate our family and our friends about this wonderful, wonderful products that Nikon keeps coming out with all the time that will help us to be healthy and happy. Anyway, any other tidbits of information that someone would like to throw in here? Well, I appreciate all of you and your input. We really have a wonderful opportunity here to change our life, and hopefully in the process we will change some other people's lives. Anyway, all of you go out there and make it a good day.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.